רב יחנה משום נפשים בן יחוי מיועים שבור הקודש ברוך הוא את העולם לא יהיה אודם שקראו לקודש ברוך הוא אודן. He'd nobody called that Kodesh Baruch Hu with this name of Odin, Hashem, like we say, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, Odin. At Shabu Avram, the Kora Odin, Shinemar, Vayomir Adoni, Vameida Ki Yerushen. He was the first one to say with this Lashon. Like Rashi says, Adoni Elohim, Sid the Aleph Dalet. That was the first one to written with this Aleph Dalet. So say this, in Tayyim of Akhtiv, Berech Hashem, Olakei Shem, I said before that in Psukim, Yishloim Adosim Eina Ba Aleph Dalet, Shuloshin Adnus. He said, yeah, they said Hashem's name. In other words, people were masking the such a zach of Hashem, the Hashpo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But Lashon Adnus means that he's the Odin. He has the complete power and the complete rule over the world. That they weren't marked until Avram Avinu came. Avram, he was the first one like to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, but the Torah is an Odin. Like we have a master over us. That was the Koyach of Avram Avinu. Omer Rav, after Neil, even the Neil, Lenena didn't have a schus to be entered, Ela Bishvil Avram, with the same midah that he called Hashem Avnus. Shenema Viyata Shema Lakenu al Tfilas Avdecho, Vialtach Nuna, Vor Penecho al Nebeshef Hashem in Laman, Hashem is Laman Chom Iboili, Ela Laman Avram, Shekorach Odom. Is even the Neil, when he davened to Hashem, he said, the schus Avram that called you Odom. Viyamir Rav Yechanan, Bishum Rav Shim Ben Yechoy, Minayin Shein Meratzim Loi Liyodon B'Shav Kasli. The same Gemara we had before, this is a modern, the Gemara repeats it again. So I think the Tzlach says it's another man, the Yomra. It's here, it's Rav Yechanan, Bishum Rav Shim Ben Yechoy, and we're saying over now all his memories. Before, it's a different man, the Yomra, that said it. It says also, the same Gemara, you shouldn't be Meratzim, don't go to somebody when he's still angry at you, wait till he calms down first. Shinem Aponah Yelcha B'Chanesh Lechot. Hashem said, told Moshe, wait till my kas goes away, and then I'll talk with you. But the shas, the person's kas for you, don't go to the Vayisim then. You're just wasting your time. The Yom Rav Yeshua, Mishum Rav Shem Ben Yechoi, Miyoyim Shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esalomoi, Loihoye Odom Shehoidel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If nobody went to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the tevis that Hashem did to us. Ad Shebor Sol Leia, until Leia was the first one. She was Moides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar, Hapam Oides Hashem. As it came to the fourth child, Yehuda, she just said, Hapam Oides Hashem. The first three children she had, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, she called them for reasons. She had reasons why she named them. When it came to Yehuda, she had no reason, just Yehuda. She wanted to give Shvach Vaidor back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She was the first one to give Vaidor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shrashi Hapam Oides Hashem, the Vishiros of Ruach HaKadosh. She Yaakov, my mate's name was Shvatim, that they're going to have 12 Shvatim. The Loi Arba Noshim, and Yaakov has four wives. The Kivan, she owed the Ben Revi. As soon as Leah had the fourth child, Hoydis al Chelko, Sha'ol Yosim and Achezbin and Mahiyalo. That the three Achezbin, there are four Noshim, there should be 12 children, each one should have only three. When she had the fourth one, she had more than the other ones, so right away she gave her daughter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Vaisat is a Shvach, but that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give back Chaydor, thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember seeing him in the Maral, when he talks about Nagoda, Gvuras, when he talks about the Gvuras Hashem, he talks about the Indian of the Pesach B'nai Seder, and really the Pesach says, Mil Mal Gvuras Hashem. We're not the ones to give Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because who are we connected to Hashem? That's the kash really. How do we have a whole Seder B'nai Pesach B'nai to give Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who are we to give Shvach to Hashem? So the Torah says in the union of Hoidor, we ask always what we do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah Shvach, the Torah thanks. Well, Hoidor passed, no matter who you are, you give Hoidor thanks back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says like the whole Pesach B'nai, the whole Seder Dikr is not so much our Shvachim, but our giving Hoidor. You're like thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Torah that he did to us. So no matter how small we are, you can always give thanks. This was the meeting that Leah started. The Indian, if you get things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to give him Shemach back, so then you just don't push it. Give Hoidor, give a thank you back. Ruvei, that's the Marv. What? Omer Ablaza. Omer Leah. Ru'u ma ben v'ni leben chomi. It's in the word Ruvein, we'll soon see the Marv comes out that Shemos means something. A person has a name, from his name it affects him. He does things because of the name. So Reuven, what's the mile of Reuven? Omer Ablaza, Omer Leah, Ru ma ben veni le ben chomi. The difference between my Ruvain and ben chomi means Esav Rosha. Dilu ben chomi by Esav. Afagav de midaita izab de lebchirosoin. His Esav sold the bechura from his own das to Yaakov Avinu. Tzirsev ayim chores bechiros le Yaakov. He sold it to Yaakov. Still chozi makti de at the end when he realized it. His pshat was the beginning. Esav was a big threshold. And he was hungry, and he wanted to eat something. So it was Kedaitzkin to sell the Bechara to get the chowin teeth. But later on, after he got finished eating, he realized what he did. It says, Vayishta Meisav as Yaakov. He mamish hated Yaakov, the fact that he sold him the Bechara. He was angry at him. Hogsir Vayemrach, Yikorah, Shema Yaakov, Yaakvein, Zephamayim. Hey, you tricked me for two times. Remember the Rashi B'Tal has a shmuz about Esav Rosha. It says, Esav Rosha, really, some of us learned, he was a Tzitzel Tzadik. Like he was Mekan Kibur Avein. In other words, the pshat was his kop, he had tremendous machshavis, because his balg taive was too great. He couldn't control himself. When it came to eating, or to do anything for taive, he couldn't control himself. That's why he came to eating, he was a big balg taive with kedai to sell the b'chayrim. But afterwards, he realized he did something wrong, he was angry at Yaakov, and he had tainas on him. So the Farshim say that Esav died, they chopped off his head, and his head fell into Marta Machpela. But some say that really his kop was a good kop, like he meant well. Just that his body had too much control over him. He couldn't control the tithes. But so, b'shas ma'isim, when it came to food, he sold the b'chayra. But yesterday he had charota. The yitzar was Esav. He had tainus to Yaakov. And Mefarsh in the Pesach says that he wanted to kill Yaakov because of that. Vilu b'ni, ma'ashen came by Reuven, af agav da korcha shok le yosef le b'chirosoi, even though that Yaakov gave the b'chayra away from Reuven. He gave it to Yosef. Yechsev uvechil lo yitzui olav chali yitzui olav chos rechet that Reuven did is not the b'cherosa livna Yosef that Yaakov gave the b'chera to Yosef hafilu hochel liyakni bein. Still Reuven didn't have any kinna connected Yosef. Yechsev ayishma Reuven v'yatzmeyu miyodem. Reuven was the one that gave Yosef, let's go and save Yosef. That's the midah of Reuven. Reuven ruled to see how good my son is going to be. Even though he had a reason to be Makana Esav, still he... Yeah. Yeah. Good. Yatzlei miyod. The Yishma Yishma Ruvain Yatzlei miyod, it says. Yeah. Trashi. Ru mad ben v'nila ben chomi. Al shema osid, because of the osid, koro shmoi. He called his name. Kedi arminu lekamon. Shemai Gorim, like we'll soon see, a name is Gorim. Because of your name, things could happen. That's what Leah like gave this name Reuven. Ru, how good he is. Nacha name is Ruth. But the more my Ruth, what's up? His name was Ruth. Omer Reb Yechnin Sheh Zochta V'yot V'menu David Sheh Riyu LaKodesh Baruch Hu V'Shiru Shishis Bochit. That she was zeichet to have David and made safe at Hillim. Sounds Ruth again like Shirus is in Ruth. For tomorrow now, Minolam the Shmo Gorm, how do we know the shame of a person to have some shaykhs to you? It makes a difference. Omer Abelezem, the Yomakro, Luchu Chazu Mipaloi Hashem, go look at like the Mapelus means the bed, the churban that Hashem made, Asher Som Shamoy, Borat. The Kosh Boko Poshit made the whole world Shamoy means destroy. He destroyed the world. Not the world, the churban Abayas. So the positive tomorrow, Al Tikri Shamus, told me lost in Shemom, he destroyed it. El Shemoy means name. So Mashiach's Mazda, it's not nice, it's like, Bimiachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Shamus, to say like he destroyed. It's not a nice thing. So we'd rather Dashin to say it means Shemus. That means that there's Ninya from Shemus. From here with Dashin, that the Shemus, the name, has some Kayach in a person. Right. The Yom Rav Yechonim Yishrim Rav Yishim Ben Yechoy. Koshe Taru Bo Yisroa Bo Teich Beis Shal Odom. Somebody has a bad child that gives them a lot of Tzoros. So soon as like David had Avsholem, is it worse off? Yosef and Mechem is Goy Gomogod. That's worse. You have biggest Tzoros there than the Mechem is Goy Gomogod. But this is a lifetime Tzoros. You have a bad child, give you life, he'll give you Tzoros for the rest of your life. Shenema the Rai is from David. It says, Mizmo Le David, Bevorchum of Avsholem Benoy. That when Avshalom and David ran away from his son. Uksiv Basri says after that, Hashem, Morabu Tzorai, Rabim Komam Olai. Says like, how much Tzoros, Morabu Tzorai, how many Tzoros I had from my son Avshalom. Vilu Gabi Mechemes Goy Gomogog, when David spoke about the Mechemes Goy Gomogog, Ksiv, Lo Morog Shu Goyim Lumim Yegurit, That's all. It's why they're going to be richer. Other the Elul Marabu Tzara like this. David didn't say how much bear the Tzara will be for the Mechemes Doigel Mogad. So Poshik, that's going to be one time, there'll be Mechemes Doigel Mogad. That's it. Hashem came to us your whole lifetime to have a Ben Ra, that's worse. Kadimar the Kasha, Mizmol David, is this true? Mizmol David Baruch Hu Shalom Benoi. Kadimar Mizmol David, a David sings. Akino David mi boyle. He should have said David cried. Akino, his David had to run away from the son of Shalom. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Abishalom. Moshe Loma David Daima. What's the Moshe for this? Lo Adam Shiyotzal of Shtarchoy. Somebody got a sock for night. The judge, you're gonna have a Shtarchoy. It'll be bad for you. Is Koydim Shapora before he paid off for your otzis? He felt very, very bad. The Yachas Shapora, after he paid off the Choyd, whatever he had to do, after he got his Zaynish, it's Somach, he was happy. Is Afkan, Afkan by David. Kivon Shomla Kodesh Baruchu. Hinani Mekim Olech Ruah Mibesechom. Because Baruchu told David for your Zaynish, you're going to get that there's going to be bad Mibesechom. His Oyotzev, David felt very, very bad. Omar Shem Revit, maybe one of my kids will become an Evit. Or Imamzel, there'll be a Mamzer who. So Lechayas Alai, there's no Yichus or after them. So he felt that he's going to have a terrible son. Now, Kivun the Chazot, Avshalom, now that he saw that Tzaros is only from Avshalom, of the Gefort, it's his son, Avshalom was still David's son, Samach, and that Moshe felt good, Mishum Hochi Yama Mizmer. Therefore, David said a Mizmer. As Avi, it's your own son, and it was Miachas after him, David felt good. And after the Kach, at the end, it says, even after Avshalom died, David cried out 7 times, it says in the Pasuk, B'ni, B'ni, B'ni. 7 times David cried, and there was tefillah that the 7 tefillah took Avshalom out of 7 maduras to Gehenim and took him into Gan Eden. And that's what it meant that David, even though Avshalom wanted to kill him and was so bad to him the whole lifetime, still to his son, it means a lot to the father. The Gefort Avshalom was David's son, he felt good about it. And at the end, he was responsible for him. 7 tefillah, he should go up from Gehenim into Gan Eden. So you do a nice there of Chaim Shalev to tell him. He used to go daven by Yad Avshalom. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a monument that Avshalom himself made, Yad Avshalom. He knew he has no kids, he made a monument. So Avshalom Chaim used to go daven there once a month. So to me, they ask him, when are you going to daven by Yad Avshalom? Avshalom was a big Russia. He wants to kill his father, he took away the Malchus. He's a tremendous Russia. What's up is you going to daven by Avshalom? So Chaim says he had a tremendous hergish. That Avshalom was the son of David. Demetan, he was the worst son possible. Like we're saying here, it was come out worse than Mechemes Doigel Mogad. When he died though, David cried terrible for him, and he cried 7 tefillahs that he should go out of Gehenim. If the pshat is Gefort, the father has Rachmanis on his son. No matter how bad the son is, or be he's your son, a father has Rachmanis on him. So B'chaim had the head, just used to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He used to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're your son. So no matter how bad we are, you have to be good to us. You have to do good to us. Gefort, we're your son. So you have that head, just be Avshalom. No matter how bad a son could be, of it still were a son, it was still a bonus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has passed Mizmah, David had a Mizmah. Gefort, he had a son. It wasn't the Mams, it wasn't the Nevis. Right, the Yom Rav Yechonim Yishim Rav Shem Ben Yechoy. Mutel is Goros Rishoyim Ba'olam Hazeh. She allowed to start off with Rishoyim on this world, even though there's a Ksas Takon, and maybe they'll beat you up, they'll go connected you, you're allowed to start off with them. We'll soon see exactly what it means, how far. Shenem Marapasik says, Oizrei Torah Yahal L'Rosh, it's people that leave the Torah, they'll praise Rishoyim, of the Shomrei Torah, people that are Shomrei Shatorah, Yizgaru Bom, they'll fight back, they'll be Mizgaru, they'll like start off with the Goyim. Tanya Nami Hochi, Abdei Stoib, Reb Mosin Oimer, Mutil is Goros Rishoyim B'Olam Hazeh, you'll have to start off a gift to Chocha, like warn the Rishoyim, tell them, don't do the bad things. Shenemar, the same Pesach, Oiz V'Torah Yahal L'Rosha, people that leave the Torah will be Mahal L'Rosha. Aba Fakert, Tzadikim, Shem V'Torah Yizgarabah. So the Gemara V'Yim Lasha, Vadim Loim, a person to think to himself, Lest Akasha, V'Aktiv, another Pesach says, Al Tizcha B'Mreim, don't be Mitzchaber, don't come close to bad people, Al Tzakana B'Yosei Avla, don't be Mekana B'Del Learning, means don't start up with people that do bad. The Gemara Emeloi tell him, Mishaloi Nibai Naikfoi, somebody has a bad heart, that means he feels guilty himself, Oimer Kane. And the real Ipshanah's next puzzle is like this. Al Tizcha B'mreimim means Liyos K'mreimim. Don't be close with them to learn from their bad mices, to be like them.
Atakana b'yisavlo liyas k'yisavlo. That's all it means. Don't go after them atana toiv to say, oh, how nice they are, and start doing like them. But punk fakir. Mutl is girls will soon see midday shemayim. If you show him do bad things, you'll let us start up with them and give them service. Like, let people know they're doing bad. It's not nice to do. The yom of the pasuk says, al yikana libcho b'chatoyim. Kiyim b'yirat Hashem kol hayom. Don't go after bad people. Learn from them, but go after yirat Hashem. But we're allowed to be misgar with Roshoyim. So the Gemara ain't even Amir Rav Yitzchok. Im royis Roshah, you see Roshah, Shashom at Chekasloi, he punk now has a good mazel, everything is going his way. Out his garboy, don't start up with him. Shenema Yachilu Drocha Becholei. Like, hold yourself back at all times. But certain times, hold yourself back, be afraid of him. V'lo yoy, el shazoycha b'din. Sometimes the Roshoyim will win, it's not adin. Shenema Morim Mishpatecha Minegdoi. That the Mishpah, we turned around to negate you. Because there's a mazel, and I'm old, we'll show him how the mazel now. V'lo yoyd, el shiroyah b'tzarah, he'll see all your tzarahs. Shinama ki tzarah yafiach b'em, he'll like blow at all his tzarim. Hey, so Rishayim will blow at us. So chur tzirah, so tomorrow l'kasha. Ho b'mil b'day, ho b'mil d'shmaya. As mil b'day, stam the Rosh's own business for no reason, you shouldn't start up with him. You start up with him, maybe you'll get it back. But mil d'shmaya means where Rishayim are doing bad things. And you want to be this girl, like to make a protest and start up with them to tell people that they're doing wrong. Hashem Shemayim, that you're allowed to do. The middle of the Shemayim, you're allowed to start up with the Rishoyim. The boy is saying, no, another terrorist says, no, could be Hobo, the middle of the Shemayim. Both Sukkim are talking about starting up with them to give them Techocha, B'nei Shemayim, Mitzvah. Hulekasha. Hobo, Rishoy, Shashom, Techeket Loid. Hobo, Rishoy, Shein, Hashom, Techeket Loid. Hey, there's such an inyo for the mazel. That certain times you see a Rosh Hashanah has a good time going now. Then you have to stay away from him. I feel to give him the chokha to try and protest. Don't do it now. If he has a good mazel now, they'll win over you. But Shenkin, other times where he doesn't have a special good mazel, then you smut it him as Garaboy. The boy is saying, Nakateratis, Hobo, Rosh Hashanah, Shasonachakasloy. No, it could be both Sukkim is, even though he has now a good mazel. Olay Kasha. Hob it's Sadi Gomer. If you are a Sadi Gomer, then you have nothing to be afraid about. He'll never beat you. The Rishoyim, you could be Mizgar over them. Hob it's Sadi Chayna Gomer. Yomer Rav Huna. My Dichtiv, what does the Pesach say? Lomo Tabit Boidin. Why do we see the bad people? Tachrish, we have to keep quiet. Bebola Rosho Tzadik Menu. That sometimes a Rosh could swallow up a Tzadik. So you see, sometimes the Rishoyim have a Koyach to win over Tzadikim. Is it true that a Rosh could like bolei a swallow of a tzaddik? I have a ksiv, another pasuk says, Hashem lo yazrenu biyodai. Hashem won't leave a tzaddik alone. O ksiv lo yunu a tzaddik alone. Nothing bad will happen to a tzaddik. So here it says, here it says, the bol a Rosh remenu, Rosh a tzaddik, a Rosh will swallow up a tzaddik. And the other pasuk says, lo yunu a tzaddik alone. Ella, the terrorist, like we just said, Ella, Tzadik mimenu boleya means tzadik gomer reina boleya. Means he won't be boleya tzadik gomer. But a tzadik mimenu just means you're a bigger tzadik than a Roshan. But you're not a tzadik gomer, he will be boleya. But a tzadik gomer reina boleya. So that's the terrorist, like we said. By a tzadik gomer, you have nothing to worry about from Mishoyim. They can't beat him. But a tzadik is not a, that's not a, that's a tzadik is not a gomer, then he has to watch out the shots they have their mouths. The boy is saying, Shom a sacheket loishani. Another says no. All these tzukim that says loyuna tzadik, loyuna le tzadik koloin, that nothing bad will happen to tzadik, that's normal time. But there is such a midah of a mazel that when Rishoyim have the mazel, now things are going good for them. Even a tzadik amol could get bad from them. When it says even shenitma rishus lemashchis ain't a mazchim mitzadik leRosha. Hey, sometimes the Rosha has his koyach. He has the right to be governor now. Then even a tzadik governor has to watch out for him. The Yomer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoy Kol HaKaveya Mokim L'Tfilosai. That's our Gersa, and the side some have the Gersa L'Tarosai. That even when you learn Turkish, you also be Kaveya one Mokim we have to learn. And the Pshat is, like we said before, that's meaning of having more Kavona. If you have one place where you always daven, you always learn, you're used to that place, you could learn and daven much better there. Is Oivav Neuflim Tachzav, all your enemies will fall down from you. Shenema V'Samti Mokim Lamil Yisrael L'Tativ V'shochin tachtos, and they'll go like the goyim. They'll have to be under us. La'ir gozoit won't be afraid of them. La'yisifu b'nei avlo la'noisai, and the shoyim won't give us a pining, won't give us sorrow anymore. Kashev rishoyna. Re'afuna ram iksiv la'noisai, iksiv lechloisai. No mitzvetchila la'noisai. Beginning goyim, some want to give us little service. Once they start, their kavanah is to wipe us out the gamri. But it's chus there that the kaveya mokem litzfilosoi or mokem litzarosoi, you'll have a chus, nothing will happen to you. Alright, stop here.
You hold an avzainam abeis on the bottom by two dots. The Yom Rab Yechnim Mishum Hashem Ben Yechoi. That Gedoyle Shemusha Shatora Yoise Milimuda. Yoise Milimuda. It's more important like the Mishamash Talmud Chochem than learning from a Talmud Chochem. Shenema Rai from the Posik. Poy Elisha Ben Shofat Asher Yotzak Mayim Maidei Eliyohu. It says the Maile of Elisha was, he was Yotzak Mayim Maidei Eliyohu. Versus Limod Leinemar Eli Yotzik. It doesn't say that Elisha learned from Elio, he was a Talmud Muvud. Lechaz Asher Yotzak, he was Meshamashim. Melamed Shegdoyla Shimusha Yoysom Limuda. That's a Choshev Azach to be Meshamash a Talmud Chochem than just to learn from a Talmud Chochem. And they say the Pshat is that by Shimush, you see exactly how he passed his maskonis from the Sugya. That's called through Shimush. By Shaykin learning, you hear a Havimina maskona, you don't know when you get close to the maskona. So more from Mishamashim to see the way he acts as Maisim, he does, that's Gedoyla. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Rabbi Nachman, my time lo yossi ma le beikanishta. Hey, Rabbi Yitzchok, yes, Rabbi Nachman, how come you didn't come to shul? Omer Litzlui, how come you didn't come to daven b'minyan? Omer le lo yichulmi, he says, I couldn't. So Rashi learns lo yichulmi, less Rashi, Rashi tosh koichi. Means he was weak. He was weak, that's a hetta not to come to shul. If it's too much tircha, you know, you have hetta not to come to daven. Since the Sata Mishnah brings down, who had din if you have a hefted moment? It depends, if you have a business deal, it depends like this. If it's a question of losing out money, then you also have a hefted not to daven b'minyan, to daven b'yechidus, not to lose money. But if it's only a shayla of harvocha, of gaining money, then you have no hefted. Okay, that's the Gemara before said, Yiftach Hashem, you should have been, but to have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu and come to daven rather than doing the business, that's what the shayla of harvocha, of stam gaining. But if it's a question of losing money, then you're allowed to miss minyan for that. So Amalei lo yichul, he says, yeah, I'm tosh koich, I'm very weak, I couldn't go to daven b'minyan. Amalei, lechan fei lamar asor v'litzli, how come you didn't bring 10 people to your house? Good, you couldn't go to shul. Let a minyan come to your house. Amalei, tericho li milsa. It was a big tircha for me. And a big tircha you don't have to do. Some agurish, it means it was a tircha de tziburi. It means it's a tircha on the tzibur to come. So you have no chiyah to matriya to tzibur to come to you. So the Gemara never shaylo, but v'leim olaymar, how come you, Rav Nachman, how come you didn't tell l'shluche de tziburei, v'idna de matli tziburei, leisiv l'adiyah? Like you should have told the shamash shul that when the tzibur starts davening, they daven 9 o'clock, they should tell you, now they're davening shachris and mincha, and at that time you should daven at your house. L'diyah l'mar, they should tell you exactly when they're davening at shul. So Rav Nachman asked him, Amalei, my kulahai, my naftimina, when they're davening in shul, but I'm at home. My naftimina, when they're davening in shul. Amalei, he answered the back name, the Yom Rabbi Yechon, Mishem Hashem Ben Yechoi. My dechsib, what does it say in the post?